Okay, this is the June 7th meeting of the Cleveland Heights University Heights Library Board of Trustees. First committee is planning and external relations. We have the minutes from the meeting on May 3rd. Any corrections or additions? If none, the next item is I give you a copy of the posting for the request for qualifications for the design build services at the Coventry branch. I had some heart failure on Friday because as I was going through the back end of the paper where legal ads are, it wasn't there. And I picked up the front section thinking, oh, I'll deal with it later. And this was on like page A8 in a very good sized posting, like right under the drawing of the proposed changes to the lakefront with the Browns. So there might be a lot more people that'll see this because of where it was posted than where they typically are. The next item is a Peace Park update. Ms. Levin, would you care to handle that one?
Sure. Before I do that though, just to remind the board, we will be announcing the award of the contract the day after our August 2nd meeting. So at August 2nd, we will vote on that. And so that's an important vote. So we need to be sure to have a quorum.
I skipped Noble, Nancy. I'm sorry. Do you want to do okay. Noble and then Peace Park?
I have them all bunched up together.
Okay, so, you go for it.
Okay, with Noble, we have had a couple of meetings with Rick Ortmeier of Bostwick Design. And the last one, we got to play with blocks and set things up in next to each other in a possible loose configuration of a building. Nothing set in stone, nothing permanent, but I'll show you what it looked like when we were done. And again, not to be taken anything literally, but so just so you know what we did, he took all of our estimates of what we needed for space and assigned a little block to each part of the collection, to bathrooms, to offices, to copy machines, all the different parts of a building. And we just laid them out. And this is, in this black line is the old building. And then we just went north, not implying that we're doing anything, just to see what it would look like. And putting things that need to be next to each other, next to each other. There are other iterations of these blocks in different configurations, but that is basically the process. I'm showing this to you for illustrative purposes only. But it was really interesting and fun. And we did get to think through what should be together. Like where circulation is, we wanted to make sure that we also had a vestibule possibly with lockers or some way to pick up your books. The copy machines, other things that people need to use all together with CERC. So this was just an idea and not meant to be literal, but that was the kind of exercise that we went through. And now they will try to get sort of more refined estimates of what we need and keep going from there. So we are making progress. And we are talking to Future Heights on the 15th to just share our ideas and see if we can join with them to do any of the work on the outside of the building. And also we had a meeting with the school board to discuss closing off Monte Vista. And while they support us in that it would be safer for the students and possibly nice for the neighborhood, they don't want to commit one way or the other as far as saying the school board is going to help us do this because they have other decisions they need to make and they don't want to throw any preference to any elementary school at this point. So that's fine. We are going to now just send our proposal to the school board. Let them take a look at it and just so they know what's going on. And then we will start approaching the residents. What the important thing is that they will not Blockfest. They don't think it's a bad, they think it's a great idea, but they're not going to be involved in it. So we will keep working on the stepping stones to see if we can get that accomplished. We have no idea how long that will take. And once it goes to the city, that's a whole nother thing. We are also going to probably approach our landscape architects who are working on the Coventry Peace Park about a separate project working on what the street would look like if we closed it off, because that is right up their alley. So you will probably see an addendum to their contract to see if they will take on this small project as well. And that will probably be, yes, ma'am.
With the Noble, we're looking at making whatever we build new to be only one floor so we don't have to deal with an elevator, correct?
Well, we're thinking that, but no final decisions have been made.
Okay.
Because it depends on what direction we go, and we have some other issues that we've got to clarify before we can say.
Okay.
So that's Noble. The Coventry branch, we have now set a date for we're calling it a design jam, hopefully in the park on June 27th, which is a Sunday, from 1 to 4. We're going to have 5 stations set up with different activities for adults and children to help the architects hear and see what people want in the park, how they connect to the rest of the neighborhood, and what their dream ideas would be as far as what things would look like. So this is the big chance that the community has to play along with us, and hopefully we'll make it a fun day with our friend the Tyrannosaurus Rex and balloons and other activities. We have reserved the interior space of the Coventry building in case it rains. So it's a rain or shine, and hopefully all the board members, if you can stop by, that would be great. And we really, really want a good turnout from the public, from any neighborhood, any place. If you use the park, come over and give us your ideas. We'll try to get some snacks there too, and maybe some music. So it should be a fun day. And then in July, we will have an open house with a compilation of all the ideas that people gave them and what they have massage those into, and then probably around early September, the architects will bring us their design ideas, and then after the September 20th board meeting, we will have an open house with posters so that people can see what they came up with. So that's the timeline for Coventry Peace planning. Then we will probably have to stop and figure out how we're going to fund it and apply for grants. We're working on 2 right now, one that has to do with the story walk and one that might be available from the Northeast Ohio Sewer District. So we at least have 2 that we could apply for right away. So that's Noble and Peace Park, and then Coventry Branch. Debbie already said she put out the RFQ, and we will have a final candidate for you on August 2nd. And the interviews will hopefully be all in one day because we'll only have 3. And we'll try to figure out so that as many of you can be there as possible, but they will occur sometime between July 21st and July 23rd, once we identify what the short list is. Does anyone have any questions about any of those things?
What's the date at the park for the playground and Peace Park ideas?
Sunday, June 27th, from 1 until 4.
Thank you.
And remind me, Nancy, the name of the company that's helping with, or the firm helping with the playground, Peace Park?
There are 2 people. It's Jim McKnight.
Right.
And Andrew Sargent.
I wonder if, you know, speaking of grants, if they've done similar projects, they know of like special ones that may not even be in our realm that
they do,
that we would qualify for, that aren't necessarily library based, but that we wouldn't pick up.
The The sewer district one has to do with the fact that we will be reducing the amount of paved area, and we will hopefully also be highlighting the stream that runs through the property. And they do know of others. So as we're going forward, we're working with them on that. And I hope Future Heights can also, they are aware of some. And there's also a CDGB grant has to be submitted by July. That could be a small one for one specific thing. It's really fun. So many things going on at once. We're keeping everyone on their toes.
Okay, if there's nothing else for planning, we'll move on to operations. You have the minutes from the May 3rd Operations Committee meeting. Any additions or corrections? The first item on the agenda, which will for operations, will go to the board meeting. It is a quote for asbestos identification and removal. Well, they've already done the identification. We know where there's drywall and insulation that needs to be moved and some other things. And the cost for this is $18,619. And we will do a purchase order once the board approves this out of our building and repair fund. Any questions on this?
A lot of this is the original asbestos tile and the mastic that's on the floor. And while we could just cover it up, we prefer to just get it out of there now and be done with it so that no one ever has to worry about it again.
Okay. The next item, I don't have the resolution for it yet, but I will need board approval for an then and now after the fact certificate that we are paying for Alert Media and the invoice. That's our emergency notification system that, you know, if there's a building that's closed or we have electricity outages, and that Nancy and some of the administrators can send things that go to all the staff, email, text messages, and voicemail messages and that. And I just got the purchase order last week, but the renewal was in April, and somehow the invoice got lost. And by law, any invoice that predates a purchase order that's greater than 3,000 needs to be approved by the board, but we're already moving through it. The next item is a review of the bylaws. We did amend them. Annette caught that we hadn't changed our kind of tagline slogan of "Here for you wherever you are." And at the end of it, I added another section for a code of ethics. Did anyone else read through it and find anything else they'd like to see changed or any corrections that are needed in it?
I didn't find anything, but I'd like to have more time to look through it.
Sure. If you let me know by next Friday, I don't know what the day is, next Friday. Let me look and see.
The 11th. It's the 11th.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, no, for the meeting then. It would be the 18th.
That sounds better. Yeah, if you let me know by the 18th or 17th for the meeting on the 21st. So get the rest of this week and maybe through Wednesday and next week. The next item we put on is a discussion of meeting dates and times. As you know, we meet the first and third Monday of the month, and so does Cleveland Heights City Council, and so does University Heights City Council. And there's been times, say, for instance, with this issue of Monte Vista, that it would have been helpful in a non-pandemic year to be able to go to a city council meeting to present. So when Nancy and I were talking, we wondered whether or not having us change our meetings to another day of the week would allow us to be able to interact more at city council meetings. And also, if we changed it to a Thursday, if we have long meetings, we only have Friday to work after that. And I would also be able to get the agenda out on Monday. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are of that. If we could start the meetings earlier, you want it later. What are people's opinions about moving to a Thursday? Does that present any conflicts with any obligations any board members have?
No, not for me.
It's a conflict for me.
If we did it after January?
Well, I won't be here, so you're more than welcome to do that.
I'm sorry that's there, but.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying.
I would like to be able to witness some of those city council meetings as well. So
I think that would be a benefit to us. Right.
It allows Debbie often a chance to close the month before the meeting, and it will allow us to do the agendas on Monday, you know, get them to you and then have you have some time to talk to us before Monday, because a lot of things get lost on the weekend. And I have a personal reason. I just want to make it plain that I think I told you I was trying to take classes at Cleveland State in their nonprofit management, and all of the classes are on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it would be helpful to me, but it's not, I will go along with anything you want. And if we start it in January, that'd be great. But I do think it really does benefit the library to not be on the same night.
Sure. So if this were to take effect, it would start with the first meeting in 2022 in January?
We could do
we
it
could
that
do that. Yes.
Oh, or would you think switching it sooner?
Well, Ms. Llewellyn has a conflict, so we wouldn't want to exclude her from any meetings through the remainder of her term. And technically all of our meetings are set through December, but even in November, I'll start giving you a planning calendar for 2022 where we'll set what the dates are. And that also helps with Monday holidays too, because we're always thrown off by Labor Day. And I think President's Day is always seem, you know, a Labor Not Day is
Memorial
the
Day.
First
day. And Memorial Day. And Martin Luther King Day, but President's Day we're open.
Right, but there aren't any holidays that were closed on Thursday other than Thanksgiving, but we meet the Monday of that week. So we could maybe change that one to a Thursday, but otherwise there aren't any other Thursdays that we tend to be closed.
So the meeting times are determined in the bylaws as well. And if we decide now that we're going to change it in January, we can just put a, you know, beginning in 2022, this will be the date. And we'll put it in the bylaws now. And that way, anyone who's coming on will know that, and we can let everybody else know.
Okay. Does it say first and third Monday?
Yep.
In the bylaws?
It does.
And does it say 13. Does it say 6:30 too?
Yes, it does.
Does anybody want to do meetings any, or can they do meetings earlier, or would they prefer any later ones? I'm ambivalent about that. What's a good, is there a time change that would be preferable to anybody?
Well, I think you should be mindful that Max is not present. I know that, you know, you only need a quorum for, you know, most things we do, but I think it's only appropriate that you would get Max to chime in on how it fits, you know, his life and et cetera, because this is a, you know, a important service that we do. And I understand even trying to acclimate our schedule in reference to other community meetings, but you want to be mindful too of people who have participated regularly and been important to what we've done.
Yeah. Well, we'll reach out to him with an email in the next day or two to see what his opinion is on Thursdays, since we didn't specify that in there and that. So, okay, that sounds good. It's not cast in stone. Patty, did you have something to add?
Well, I just, you know, for a lot of people, the Thursday is sort of what starts the weekend. So I know it might be good for the library or people who are like right here coming to these meetings, but was there any thought given to the engagement of the community and how likely a Thursday? I mean, I think the reason so many community meetings happen on Monday and Tuesdays is that fits into people's mindset. They're kind of like doing the things. I mean, Thursdays aren't great for me, to be honest. But I can make it work. I just wonder if other people might also have a little, you know, I want to do this thing, but maybe fall off the engagement radar because it's so close to, you know, kind of like shutting down for the week. So that would be my only question.
I'm in agreement with you, Patty. I'm not going to be here. You guys totally are free to decide what you choose. However, I do think that the Monday has served the board well, as it does many boards and many civic things. And that's for a reason. And so I do think you should be mindful of that, because again, it's not only us who are present, but it's all our patrons.
Or Tuesday
or Wednesday. If I got the agenda out on Monday, you could see it Monday night and Tuesday and Wednesday during the day. Do you think Wednesday would be a better day then? Gabe and Ty were speaking over each other. What do you think?
I was just joking when Patty was saying people kind of shut down Thursday after work. I shut down Monday after work for the week. So.
We don't have to decide today. I think because it's such a big change, we should ruminate over it a little and talk to Max and think about it. Patty, I will say the attendance by the public at our meetings is very small. It's not because we don't try. So once we're back in person, unless there's an issue, we often don't get a lot of attendance, but it also may be because people who go to meetings are going to city council.
Yeah. Or so, maybe we should help people start their weekend at the library board meeting. You know,
I
mean,
I like Tuesday. So whatever. So we'll let's keep talking about it. We've got a few months. We have 6 months to decide.
And technically, we have to stop doing Zoom meetings and go back to in-person in July. I even wrote an email today to the Sunshine Guru at the Attorney General's office, and the legislation that allowed public meetings to be done via teleconferencing, that expires June 30th. He did say that it's his understanding that in the budget bill, which is supposed to be adopted by June 30th, it would extend virtual meetings till December 31st of 2021. But if the budget isn't adopted by June 30th, or they drop that from it, we would need to start meeting in person downstairs. And for those of you that have been here before the pandemic, we had typically met in here for admin or for committee meetings, and then the board meetings were in Brody Nelson. In order to give us a little bit more space, I've reserved Brody Nelson and Meeting Room B so we can maintain social distance, and we would do the committee meetings and the board meetings down there. The only snafu we have at the moment is on April 2nd, which is our only meeting of the year or of the month of August for committees for a half hour usually, and then we go into the board meeting. That's a setup night for the primary election. There's a special primary on Tuesday, August 2nd, which is for the replacement of Marsha Fudge's congressional seat. So we're not sure, and UH is one of our backup ones. We were talking about maybe we could go to Noble for the August one, and then our usual rotation is September we go to Coventry, October we go to Noble, and then November we go to UH. But we'll look at in June and July, or July and August, that we'll be here for meetings then other than the August meeting. So we'll be sending out some emails and notes, and I'll put together some public meeting notices about the changes.
But Debbie, I already sent an email to Constance asking her to double check on the August 2nd date. She was off today because I know she worked yesterday. So okay. I'm sure I'll get an answer from her very soon, and we can confirm that August date.
Okay. If they do allow us to extend teleconference meetings until December, are there some board members that we would want to do a hybrid, that maybe three or four of you would come in and then the rest would do it via Zoom? Any thoughts or feelings either way on that?
I'm sorry, Dana. I'm comfortable coming in.
Same.
According to the governor, there's no reason why we shouldn't. Not that he is an authority, but he is an authority.
Well, he is an authority because these are very individual decisions before they become business decisions. But me, myself, personally, moving forward with a little cushion, I'd be willing to come back in. I myself am fully vaccinated. But I'm 14 days past my second shot. Yay. And I think that many of us were, you know, uncomfortable, especially with our family obligations for anywhere that it leaves you vulnerable. But, right. you know, as we move forward, I don't think that, you know, it should be rushed. And I don't know how my peers feel, but moving forward, again, I need some cushion. I need some time to get ready and right with it. Okay, I would be willing to come back in.
We will still be wearing masks. The staff is still wearing masks. So you may choose to wear a mask or not wear a mask, but the staff will.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I do love the comfort of doing this from home as far as like organizing my life around the kids.
Yeah.
It does. It is easy, but I'll come in and I won't whine about it. It'll be all right.
Bring them along.
Maybe we can rotate, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All righty. The next item is the minutes from the Personnel Committee meeting. Any changes, corrections that anyone found? If not, then we have a couple pages that went out. Didn't go with the original agenda, but did go out with amended ones with the results of the staff survey. Is there anything you'd like to point out or bring up, Ms. Levin?
Yes. When we sent the staff survey to the staff, I'm going to try to make this bigger. We also sent
If you go up to view, Nancy, select view up at the top, and you can size it bigger on your screen.
I think that's how I can make it.
View doesn't work from sharing.
No, it won't. It won't react to that now.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, let me just read it to you. The immediate actions we have taken or are taking are that we are starting to hold library town hall meetings once a month. We had the first one last month, and it starts out with just a couple of announcements, and then it opens up to any question at all that the staff wishes to ask. Last time it lasted about a half an hour, and there were 80 people who Zoomed in, and it worked out pretty well for everyone. We had good results from that. So we'll just keep doing that once a month and until they're sick of us. And then we are going to refresh the Kronos training, which is our staff database for all staff. We'll just give them a refresher, and we'll also have a Kronos training for the managers that gives them some of the new things that have been installed since we started a couple years ago, because that will help people find the information they're looking for. We also are going to work on staff training, tying it to the strategic plan. And as we bring new people in and with our current staff, we're going to make sure they understand what our goals are and what the strategic plan is, because that sort of fell by the wayside a little bit during COVID. We're also working on a specific place to put any updates and procedures. But again, I think a lot of those comments had to do with COVID, and hopefully we won't have to do that again. And we are still working on the salary survey, because definitely one of the overwhelming things we heard was that everyone thinks that our pay is too low. So we are working on that currently. Some of the good news in the survey was that the scheduling is balanced, that our cleanliness is much better. Those of you who've been on the board for a while recall that we changed cleaning crews, and we did a lot of work to make sure that the building was cleaner. We also have been working with our relationship with our security staff and making sure that they are relating better to everyone. People still recommend this as a good place to work,
and they like their jobs and the flexibility afforded to them. They can select the work they do. They can manage their flow and pace. And there were a few complaints about the sorter, but those are being addressed. The challenging news, and there is challenging news, is that COVID stressed us at all of our weakest points. And so people who were unhappy with things before were really unhappy during COVID, and we certainly understand that. Staff say sometimes they don't understand the why of our decision making. So we're trying to be sure that that's the first question we answer. Administration was given low grades in effectiveness and communication. And we have some ideas about why that is so that we can share with you maybe in an executive session. And this time we had a very low response rate to the survey, but it may be because we had already done a survey for the diversity, equity, and inclusion right around the same time, and that people are just exhausted. And one more survey was not, they were not feeling happy to have to do that again. And then the final thing was that they really want us to look at the pay structure, which we are doing. So good things and bad things. And again, if you want to discuss anything specifically, we should probably do that in executive session. And we'll let you can read it. And if you have any questions, please send them to us. We'll be happy to answer them. So I'm going to stop sharing.
I would just say that there were quite a few areas that had good increases that was great to see as well. I know that there were some issues and things that need to be addressed.
Right. I mean, 70s and 80% in satisfaction about the work is wonderful. And I think that our staff do care about serving others and being there for people. And so that was very heartwarming to see. So, you know, it was a really hard year for everyone. And it may take a little while to recover.
Of course, I do have some things I'd like to address when we go to the executive session. I would like to hear some numbers on what type of response it was. I would like us to consider whether we would require mandatory response, because this is going to be super important as we hopefully are moving forward out of COVID year. And that, as you stated in your summary, it exposes, this is at all workplaces, vulnerabilities. And that remove the pandemic, these things still need to be addressed. Yeah. And so it's gonna be essential that we have, you know, more than a small amount of employees responding so that these things can adequately be prioritized and thus addressed.
Well, one of the things we're mulling over, we are about to do a mini survey just about communication, and ask people what they prefer as far as having communication from administration, and hopefully that will improve it. And so one way we can dig into some of our weaker areas is to have more mini surveys, and that'll be under 5 questions, and perhaps we can get right to the bottom of things on the weaker areas. So that is one of our ideas, to get more immediate response back now instead of waiting another year to.
Yeah, I don't think you can wait another year. I just don't find that plausible.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we have executive session to discuss pending litigation and the purchase of sale of property. We don't have personnel in there. Nancy, do you feel we can address that tonight, or should we save the personnel for maybe after the board meeting in 2 weeks?
That would probably be a better thing to do. Give us a couple of weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay with you all. Yeah. Is that okay if we do it after the board meeting? Okay.
Okay, I will entertain a motion in a second to enter executive session for the discussion of pending litigation and purchase or sale of property. After the roll call, we will end the recording, and there will be no action taken by the board after executive session. Do I have a motion?
All motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Ms. Carlisle?
Yes.
Ms. Crenshaw?
Yes.
Ms. Llewellyn?
Yes.
Ms. Iwamoto?
Yes.
Mr. McTighe?
Yes.
Mr. Tarakia?
Yes.
Let me end the recording.